Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA, a Thursday afternoon. Dr. Anthony Fauci was on a social media platform a little bit earlier today, and he says, yeah, we can absolutely start thinking about getting back to some degree of normality when the country as a whole turns that corner. And then you hear some numbers, and you hear cases being reported, and they're not staggering numbers. Again, just as President Trump said, one death is too many. But there seems to be an awful lot of progress that's being made. The chloroquine, the hydroxychloroquine, some of it being used in addition to azithromycin, Z-Pak. And the president is also saying, instead of having this widespread state-by-state numbering system, it probably makes a lot more sense to do this on a county-by-county basis. He's right, you know. Look, we know Central Virginia is not like Northern Virginia. You take a look at New York State and the number of cases of this Chinese coronavirus, and the incidence of it occurring much, much higher in the five counties that comprise the city of New York than in the other counties far outside the city. I don't know what sort of coverage the president will get on that. I mean, we know it'll be negative somehow, some way. Somebody's going to twist it. I mean, just the way it is, I suppose. Let me bring Kelly Sandler into this. Kelly formerly served as a special assistant to President Trump, now serving with America First Action. Kelly, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
What's your sense? You're watching the president, I would imagine, on a daily basis as he provides these updates. You see somebody who's in control?
Absolutely. I think the president has been so transparent, and these daily news briefings are so informative in terms of the progress that the administration is making, as well as to provide comfort to the American people. A lot of them are scared and confused. To reiterate the importance of, you know, social distancing and staying at home, you know, for 15 days, so that we can kind of flatten this curve. And what I am so frustrated with is no matter what the president says or what he does, this press corps seems to want to divide him and smear his message. They want to drive a wedge between him and Dr. Fauci.
Yeah.
They want to say him trying to look for solutions of a way out of this, and economic recovery somehow means hundreds of thousands of people are going to die every day. And now they're trying to say, NBC and CNN are saying, you know what, we're not even going to air these briefings because they're a detriment to society. But what I take comfort in is looking at the polls. Most recently, the Gallup poll that came out earlier this week, where 60% of Americans, 1 in 6, support, 6 in 10 support to the president on his efforts, as well as his approval ratings right now are at the highest level in his presidency that they've ever been. And that's from Real Clear Politics. So the people are getting the message. It's just the press is just trying to distort everything every day, all day long.
Kelly, you worked for President Trump. You were a special assistant to the president. Those of us who are out here in the real world are frustrated, angry, disappointed with these so-called real reporters and serious journalists who are doing nothing but advancing talking points from the Democrats and more recently from the Chinese Communist Party. But I'm curious to know, inside the White House, when you dealt with President Trump, was he upset by it? Did he focus on it? Or did he say, you know, I got a bigger message and a bigger set of agenda items I got to deal with?
Well, it was always the bigger set of agenda items. I mean, he had bad press all throughout 2015 and 2016 on the campaign trail, people trying to, you know, put him down in bombshell after bombshell. Every day on the campaign trail, there was a new bombshell, right? So, I mean, I think the American public has grown weary of this, and the press, for a large part, has discredited themselves.
Yes.
Starting with this Russia hoax and blowing that up and like, oh, this is going to be the thing that takes the president down. And now we're dealing with a real pandemic, a real crisis. And I think there's a lot of people in the public who are like, ooh, I don't know if I can trust these guys after what they've been up to for the last 3 years. And we saw a Gallup poll today where everyone is above water in terms of, you know, the hospitals, the government, the president on the job that they're doing to combat the coronavirus. Who's underwater? It's the national news media with 11%, 11 points underwater in the public's trust in their ability to report this pandemic accurately.
Listen, Kelly, I've been in this business one way or another for more than 20 years, and I have never seen overall a less trustworthy, less reputable collection of human beings in my life. I look at President Trump and I see a leader. I look at Mike Pence and I see a leader. I look at some of the folks that most recently tried to blame the president for the guy who drank the aquarium cleaner. And right? I mean, for goodness sakes, if there was any credibility left for those folks, I mean, it evaporated and they needed to get back in that damn clown car and drive away. It's an embarrassment over and over again.
It really is. I mean, and I think the aquarium tank cleaner, that one set me over the edge. It's just, and it was, and they knew about it. I mean, it was in the story, but it was just like, you know, this new anti-malaria drug is in, and the president is over-promising on it. It's almost as if they want these drugs to fail somehow, so they can pin the president down on it. And what is so funny to me, you know, watching TV every day, I'm in my house now, and I've watched more cable news than I ever wanted to watch in my life. But you have Andrew Cuomo, who comes on and gives his briefings and says the same exact thing, that we're now doing trials of this drug. We have found promise in it. He's also talking about how we got to look at the ways we need to restart our economy, and that's not out of line with taking care of the clinical portion. He gets away with it, but the president says it, and it's like, oh, it's mass hysteria, and people see this. They see Cuomo. They see Cuomo saying these things. They see the president saying these things, and they're like, wait, why the outrage here?
Absolutely, absolutely. They almost were able to see Joe Biden saying the same things, but the teleprompter in his living room went south, and wasn't able to say anything. Hey, Kelly, let me ask you about America First Action. You come from this background, again, special assistant to the president, now heading up America First Action. Explain to everybody exactly what that is.
Yeah, so we're the president's super PAC. We're the only official endorsed super PAC from the White House. And what we're looking at is we're a part of the reelect. We're looking at winning the president's in running him as the governor, really, in six key swing states. And those are Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Michigan. And the reason for that is they have the most electoral, college vote there, and they're also very expensive to play in. And so we will be doing advertisements, supporting the president, getting out his message in these states, locking them down, and because if he wins these six states, he wins the presidency. And so we're out there every day, you know, on social media, on our website, promoting what the president has been doing to combat coronavirus, as well as juxtaposing kind of his action with Joe Biden, who looks like he's going to be our presumptive nominee. And you're right, he can't seem to get his technology to work. And then when it does work, he had a press conference the other day. I think he took two questions. He was confused. And his talking points on the coronavirus, he's just plagiarized what the president's already done. There's nothing new and there's nothing original. And so we can't wait for Sleepy Joe to get out of his basement and get back on the campaign trail.
Well, Kelly, let's not forget ourselves. The reason that Joe Biden is plagiarizing what the president writes now is that Neil Kinnock is no longer available to provide him with his... with his carefully crafted message of being a coal miner in Wales and all that. I am curious to know, though, when you are dealing with this, and obviously America First Action goes out there and you are boots on the ground, generally speaking, away from meetings, away from the media, what are you hearing from real people in the real world?
Well, you know, before the pandemic
yes.
struck, there was a lot of optimism, and there was a lot of optimism with the economy. And people were feeling good about the direction of this country. They were feeling mm-hmm. good about providing for their children and their children getting out of college and being able to get a job. And we will be able to restart all of that once this pandemic, kind of bides away. The Senate passing the stimulus bill last night is a huge part of that. You know, people will be losing their jobs, but hopefully these small businesses will not be shutting down. So when everything is able to reopen, they're ready to fire up the engine again. This president has provided tremendous economic growth through his policies. And really, come November, if we are in a bad economic situation, who do you want at the helm to get that economy back up and humming again like he did when he first came into office? And that's right. President Trump.
Yeah. Absolutely. Do you think this is in any way, not the pandemic and not that, but I look at the fact that Andrew Cuomo is given such amazing opportunities to present his briefings every day. You've got NPR stations saying, well, we can't carry the president. You've got any number of TV networks, well, pseudo TV networks that are saying we're not going to carry the president. You think somewhere in that Democrat operations cave, they're thinking, you know, Biden's a total loser. Maybe we can swing this thing to Cuomo with the convention.
That has crossed my mind. I won't lie to you. I see my family's from, we're originally from upstate New York. My family's still up there, and they've been impressed with his leadership. And Biden really is, not a strong candidate, to put it mildly, Sleepy Joe. We'll have to wait and see what happens at their convention, right? Their convention is in July, and there could be health problems with Joe Biden that we don't know that come to the forefront that then Andrew Cuomo steps in. I mean, it's a long shot. It's a conspiracy theory at this point. But, you know, I'm kind of thinking the same thing. But we are, you know, we'll be ready to go no matter who the nominee is. And it would be something else if that were to happen, if Cuomo were to come in and take it away.
Yeah. Hey, Kelly, I want folks to support the work of America First Action. What's the best way for them to learn about it, make a contribution, demonstrate their support?
Yeah, please go to our website. It's a www.APAC.org. You can also follow us on Twitter at America First. And you can follow me on Twitter, if you're so inclined, at Kelly Riddell. And you can stay updated and make a donation if you feel up to it and want to support the president in his reelect. Every dollar we raise goes right back in to getting this president reelected.
I love it. Well, Kelly, thank you so much for being here. We'll look forward to chatting again soon.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You bet. Kelly from America First Action. We'll get all of that up online. That is the super PAC that is trying to get the president's message exposed to as many people as possible. Obviously, if you're President Trump, you're behind the eight ball to begin with, right? You really are. You are not getting the coverage that you deserve because there are so many in that media establishment who absolutely despise President Trump. And they have been trying forever and ever and ever and ever to boot him from office. And they see this as their opportunity. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.